This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Fresh restrictions take effect for millions this weekend after the highest ever worldwide number of coronavirus infections in a single day. Across Europe, the average number of daily infections leapt 44% in a single week to over 121,000. The world's largest randomized trial of COVID-19 treatments found conclusive evidence that remdesivir, a drug used to treat U.S. President Donald Trump when he fell ill, has little or no effect on severe cases. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The WHO has announced the long-awaited results of a six-month trial that endeavored to see if existing drugs might have an effect on the coronavirus. The study, which is not peer-reviewed, found the drug treatments tested, which included remdesivir and hydroxychloroquine, had little or no effect. Not patients died within about a month, or whether hospitalized patients recovered. The results are in sharp contrast to a large study in the US which found that remdesivir shortened the time to recovery by about 5 days on average. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The drug's maker has questioned the findings, saying the data appeared inconsistent. One of the nation's biggest drug companies is casting doubt on President Trump's promises that a coronavirus vaccine will be available before Election Day. AP Sagar Magani reports.
Pfizer's chief has long said it's possible to find out if his company's vaccine is effective by month's end. But Albert Bourla says the vaccine would still need to be proven safe. And even if everything goes well, it will not be able to ask for emergency authorization of the vaccine before the third week of November. Maker Moderna has also said the earliest it could seek emergency approval is late November. The president's been saying for weeks a vaccine will be available in weeks. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. The United States is condemning NATO ally Turkey after it reportedly carried out its first test of a highly advanced Russian air defense system in defiance of U.S. warnings. Turkey's defense ministry is refusing to confirm or deny the test firing. The U.S. presidential campaign continues today. In Florida, President Trump says he will fight for senior citizens with every ounce of energy he has.
I'm moving heaven and earth to safeguard our seniors from the China virus, to deliver life-saving therapies in record time, and to distribute a safe and effective vaccine before the end of the year. And we're really doing it even sooner than that. You see what's going on. We have the vaccines getting ready to go.
His Democratic challenge is in Michigan, where he accused the president of living in a dream world.
Turn the corner. My Lord, it's not disappearing. In fact, it's on the rise again. It's getting worse as predicted.
A new poll from the Associated Press finds the overwhelming majority of American voters describe the nation as deeply divided. AP's Jennifer King has more. And we'll get to Jennifer later in the newscast. Riot police in Bangkok have cracked down on thousands of student-led protesters who rallied in the capital in defiance of a strict state of emergency. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
Helmeted police with batons and riot shields advanced on protesters in Thailand on Friday. The most violent escalation of 3 months of anti-government demonstrations, as thousands of protesters defied a ban on protests for a second day. The protests are aimed at the king and prime minister, in the biggest challenge for years to an establishment long dominated by the army and the palace. On Thursday, the government banned political gatherings of five or more people. Those marching on the streets want a new constitution and a reduction in the powers of the king.
That is Reuters' Lucy Fielder. As I said earlier, a new poll from the Associated Press finds the overwhelming majority of American voters describe the nation as deeply divided. AP's Jennifer King has more.
The new poll finds 85% of registered voters describe Americans as being divided in their values, and only 15% say that democracy in the U.S. is working well or extremely well. 65% of those polled say divisions will worsen if President Trump is reelected. That includes 91% of Biden supporters and a quarter of Trump supporters.
For more on the coronavirus U.S. elections, please go to voanews.com. Via remote from Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.